Page 37. Reading.
Carla's journey. Carla was, as always, late for school one day. Her mother was worried that her daughter was going to be late for school, but Carla didn't mind that at all. Running to school was one of her regular activities. That's why she didn't hear when her mother called out to her to remind her to take her lunch. While she was running from home to school, she tripped and fell, but still got up and kept going. The dogs in the neighborhood were chasing her, but it was impossible for them to catch her. While she was running, she saw some people playing basketball. She immediately joined the game and even shot a basket. She finally entered the school garden. She was running so fast that her teacher dropped the documents in his hands while he was walking in the school garden. Just then, her teacher realized that Carla could be a good runner. When classes were over and it was time for lunch, Carla remembered that she forgot her lunch at home, but it was too late. While her teacher was eating his lunch, he noticed that Carla was hungry as her stomach was rumbling. He said he could share his lunch with Carla, but first, she had to have a race with the school's fastest runner. Carla was hungry, so she accepted her teacher's offer. She had a hard time running, but was able to beat her opponent and got her lunch. She was overjoyed when her teacher told her that she ran really fast and that she was a great runner. As her teacher witnessed her skills and the light in her eyes, he said that they should start regular training immediately. That's how it all started, and Carla became a successful sprinter in a year.